This is CliffCentral.com.
I would swap about 10 people I actually know for David Bowie if I could bring him back to life. Like, I'd swap 10 people I know and even kind of like.
In your personal circle?
Yeah. People I know for someone I never met, David Bowie. To bring him back.
But
yeah.
Would he be part of your life or just
I don't care.
Be back and singing?
I'd bring him back for all of humanity. Oh, I'd be doing the right thing.
Give up 5 friends for that.
10.
I don't even want to interrogate this further because we could be in that.
You might.
No, I know we are.
David Bowie. I mean, look at what you... He could have been... He could have had 200 more songs in him for all... If he had 3 more songs in him, it would be worth swapping you two for him.
I haven't watched that last song of his in a while. That his final song, the video where he was... admitting that he was dying and he knew it was his last song. It was so creepy and weird, but lovely.
Yeah, I'm busy working on the contract with God right now.
No, please,
to bring him back. We're just negotiating on exactly
what exactly will happen to Sia and I.
You'll go to hell. Sia might get into heaven. He might.
No, but you know
the way that you've been whoring around lately.
The gays.
Yes.
I need to be going to hell. I'll be redecorating it with Satan.
The good news is hell, full of sodomy, just full of it.
Yeah, you don't even need Grindr.
Everything's
right there.
Take me to hell.
What a conversation.
Right now.
Right, it's Friday morning, cliffcentral.com, just after 7 o'clock. You can get hold of us on 079-748-2090. You can send us a message, voice note, or whatever if you've got something on your mind this morning. Had a really interesting burning platform yesterday. If you didn't download that and listen to it, you may want to.
What happens with Daniel Radcliffe?
Yes, I thought you were going to ask.
Yeah. I've been taking some notes.
I thought you'd never get to it, though. So here it is. Daniel Radcliffe, he was on some radio show in the UK, and he admitted that it would be ridiculous for him to be thought of as a possible future James Bond. And everybody laughed and thought that was funny. There was a story going around about a woman who went home with him after a party. A little tipsy, deep in the throes of passion. She couldn't help herself from saying mid-deed, Harry Potter is fucking me right now.
Oh, no.
How do you think he responded?
Oh, if I was him, I would have thrown her off of me.
Mm-hmm. He was so miffed.
Really?
He pulled out, put on his clothes, and left.
Wouldn't you have? I can totally understand that.
Absolutely. What a buzzkill.
Depends how hot she is.
No, for him it wasn't. It's just so demeaning. Like, she's reducing you to the role that she probably like fantasized about Harry Potter when she was a kid.
He's so much more than that. Yeah. Well, I mean, I
would find it really demeaning. I mean, even though he's proud of Harry Potter, it made him a ton of money. Yeah, you're busy with some girl, you just met her, and then she's like calling you Harry Potter, and you're like, oh, for God.
Yeah, she's going all fangirl on you as well, which is really a turn off.
Yeah.
Well, it's clear that he doesn't get high on his own supply, but I'm thinking if I was a James Bond actor, I'd totally use that. Yeah, do you want me to shake you and stir you? Uh-huh. Like, you know.
Well, Moneypenny, do you mind moving slightly to the left?
You can tell.
Let me work you with my gold finger.
See, it's definitely the black 007 because he threw in afterwards. Did.
Forget about who did they say that was going to be the first James black James Bond?
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, yeah. But it's not going to be him. It's going to be Sia. It'll be a totally different kind of James Bond. Get ready for that.
He could have Lascarius Camelosis or whatever they say.
Yeah, she could have been more inventive and said a spell thingy or something.
But come on, if you bagged a big actor, you'd be more taken by the fact that, oh my goodness, I'm actually in bed with so-and-so.
Yeah, but you shut up about it and you tell your friends. You don't tell him.
Have you ever met anyone who gave you a really creepy handshake?
Oh, I hate those. They remind me of someone called Neville.
A girl. That's
hi, I'm Neville.
You've always hated that name.
And then the soft, warm, soppy
wet palm.
And you know that men do it to women.
No, no, here's the thing. Ugh. A friend of mine said to me the other day that she was at a business meeting,
mm-hmm.
and this one guy shook her hand and then tickled the inside of her palm.
Oh, that's like middle finger
thing? Isn't that the creepiest?
La, 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 la.
I've never had that happen, and if it happened to me, whew.
We used to do it at school as a joke.
Who even does that right now?
Is that more invasive than like going in for a kiss when you don't know anyone? Not like an on the lips kiss, but even a cheek one. And we sometimes
yeah, that
people,
is more that action.
The palm thing is worse.
Yeah,
right?
It's horrible.
You'd rather have a kiss in your cheek than someone like tickling the inside of your hand
with their middle finger.
It's so bad.
It's not even flirty in like a sexy way.
It's just gross. It's so off-putting.
Yeah.
She told me this. I didn't know what to say. I said, do you feel violated? She's like, yeah. It was weird, but she didn't feel particularly upset about it. I would have been.
Maybe he got a hand cramp.
Men are so gross. What's wrong with a guy who does that? In a business meeting. It's not like he knew her. He grabbed her hand. He shook her hand. And then he took like one or two of his fingers and like tickled the inside.
And you can't even say that was a mistake.
It's so gross, man.
It's a known gesture, which means it's disrespectful.
It
means I want to fuck you. It's horrible.
Is it? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, gross.
Leanne wants to do it with me. No.
You have to experience it.
Did you just do it to see
it? I just did it to see it. It is violating. It's a horrible feeling.
Gross. Yeah. I don't want to know about that. All right, quick email, and then we get into some stories from the day. Frida says, you interviewed those American conspiracy theorists a few years ago, Jim Dean and Gordon Duff. Do you remember them? We had them on Skype, these two dudes from America that were telling us about the military and about child sex trafficking. And
that's right, a lot of ideas.
Yeah, there was a lot there. And Frida says, maybe they weren't that far off, so maybe I'm going to have to go and listen to them again. Yeah, sometimes these stories, a couple of years later, they don't sound so wacky.
Mm.
Now that the Epstein story, and we're finding out that all these well-known Hollywood types, they've all been hanging out in the sex island, underage girls, very creepy.
They're all shaking hands with the middle finger scratch.
Hi, I'm Jeff Epstein. Scratch, scratch. All right. Hey, guys. Eben says, I'm from Namibia. I listen to your podcasts every day, so I blame you for my two-hour fruitless efforts at work. I find it hilarious how Leanne pronounced our former president, Hifikepunye Pohamba. Anyway, thanks for the good work, guys. Did you say it right? You said it right.
Yeah, but we were referring to someone else when I said...
Yeah. Well, have you seen the new president? Namibia's weird, huh? They've got this bizarre, like, German influence.
I think it's great.
Well, no, I mean, it's just a weird place. Let me just show you this quickly, because the new president's even more weird-looking. Hage Geingob.
Pardon?
His name is Hage Geingob.
Geingob?
G-E-I-N-G-O-B.
That's the name of my gynae.
Geingob. And his wife is Monica Geingos.
This is the current Namibian president.
Yes.
It's like Gareth Cliff and your wife is Sandy Kliss.
Yes.
Wait, and he's as black as can be.
He's black, yeah.
Black as the ace of spades.
Hage Geingob. He sounds like he should be in the German parliament, right?
Wait, I was expecting someone with blonde and blue eyes.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. It's so weird. That's a funny country.
Geingob.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Geingob. I don't
know. No, it's Geingob. So,
okay, I'm not laughing. That sounds ignorant.
Gottfried Geingob.
Gottfried is his middle name. See, don't get more German than that. Gottfried. Then there was Hifikepunye Pohamba. And Hifikepunye Pohamba was married to?
Hipifepue. Pefiki Kohambo. Something like that.
Keep going.
So it's Hifikepunye Pohamba and Popufi Wiwa Hifike Pohambo. Something.
No, keep going. That's not that one.
Oh.
So he is
Hifikepunye Pohamba.
Pohamba.
And she is Hipopuhua Shikipeha Moko Pohamba.
No. She's She's Penehupifo.
I thought that's what I said the first time. Stop taking the piss.
Leon, I'm so worried you're having a stroke.
I want to see if they have children. Let's see if they have kids. This is going to be so good.
Oh, I have a headache.
He's got the Omugulu Gwombashe medal.
Wow.
He's got the... What a medal. All right, hang on. I've got to try and be serious about
his
this.
His education is listed as People's Friendship University of Russia.
Yes. That is for real.
Weirder than that. Wow.
That is for real. Hifike Punye Pohamba. Okay.
Doesn't say anything about his wife on his wiki profile, huh?
Penny.
There it does. Penny Hupifo Pohamba.
A.K.A. Penny.
His children are...
Okay, go.
Tulongeni Pohamba.
That's not so bad.
Kawupu Pohamba. And Ndapanda Pohamba.
Ooh. I like Kawupo.
Kawupo?
Ndapanda. Yeah,
like, you know, like when you're a kid and you're playing with your action figures and then one of them jumps up high. Kawupo! Great.
Kawupo.
Guys, do you think they laugh at our names like this?
Definitely. But I think Hage Geingob has a bloody cheek if he's laughing at our names.
Gottfried.
Yeah, Gottfried's his middle name. All right, let's talk about breast milk.
Yes.
We are losing our IQ this morning.
No, this is very good.
So it's been found that a chemical in breast milk dissolves tumors so that cancer patients can pass them through urine.
So we now we've got to feed cancer patients breast milk?
Not quite. You know, they would probably use it intravenously.
Sure.
It's the chemical named as alpha-1H. And it usually...
We can't just make this in a lab. We have to actually get it from some woman's breast.
But also, how did they find this out, you know?
I suppose they're looking for new cures for cancer everywhere, and they should.
Yeah. So alpha-1H usually helps in the production of lactose, which is the nutritious milk sugar produced by mothers, essential for development in babies. Mm. Scientists have found that it can also morph into a different form, which can kill tumors. So it's come from a trial, an early trial involving 40 patients with hard-to-treat bladder cancer. And it's found that 20 who were given the drug rather than a placebo excreted whole tumor fragments in their urine. Literally broke it down like that.
Imagine excreting whole tumor fragments in your urine. That's something else. Wow.
Yeah, but still. I mean, would you rather have rather out than in, right?
Yeah, always better out than in, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's something as simple as that. If you think of all the millions of dollars that have been dedicated to cancer research.
Imagine if the cure was right here in breasts. I always thought breasts have been amazing things. Maybe they've greater than even I had assumed.
It's something so simple and...
And look at you sitting there not sharing your miracle cure with
Leanne. Honestly,
I don't have breast
so
milk, guys.
So selfish of you.
Seriously.
Well, why don't you get off your backside and make some? I mean, really. You know how many people can die of cancer because of you being selfish?
I'm not feeling very productive today.
Oh, clearly. It's selfishness. That's what that's called.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think that's just so amazing.
Hey, do you want to know what's blocked in Iran?
A breast milk duct.
No, what you can't access in Iran. Iran, everybody, you know Pumi the other day.
Is it a city?
A couple months ago, she was saying how great Iran is. Listen to this. You can't go on Facebook. You can't go on Google. YouTube's blocked. Twitter's blocked. Reddit's blocked. Instagram's blocked. Tumblr's blocked. Netflix is blocked. Flickr's blocked. WordPress, BBC, Voice of America, Al Arabiya, Fox News, CBS News, Haaretz, Times of India, The Daily Mail, Rolling Stone, and The Onion. That's just the page. I can open up.
So you're obviously allowed Google, but...
No, you're not allowed Google.
Oh, Google's is Google on there?
Yeah, Google's on the second one.
So what are people doing?
It would have been easier to ask what isn't blocked in Iran.
Well, do you notice Grindr wasn't on there, Sia?
Oh,
this is true.
I'm getting my husband from Iran. Assalamu alaikum to you, my brother.
There we go. Nice.
That is just so
weird, huh? What a
so
stupid
bizarre.
Country. Like you, I don't love Facebook. You know, we're always saying how Mark Zuckerberg's probably a lizard and he's gathering all this information on us and we don't trust him at all. But imagine not being able to access any of those services. Imagine being able to go onto the internet just so you could, I don't know, read the Quran. I mean, what's the point of the internet?
We wouldn't have jobs, any of us.
No, we wouldn't be. I think they can get us there. Hey, Iran, if you're listening to us in Iran, please send me a message.
On Facebook?
Well, no, clearly not. 079-748-2090. Put a +27 in front of it and say hi if you're in Iran. Apparently, someone says Cliff Central isn't blocked in Iran. I saw Airwolf on SABC yesterday. I wonder if that's blocked.
I saw the actual Airwolf helicopter in person.
Oh, it
came to the checkers in Steeldale when I was little.
Steeldale, where's that?
It's in the south.
Hello, sir. Did you get in that helicopter?
No,
did you get
just,
a picture with
I was
the helicopter?
In the crowd.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Jeez. I remember when, didn't Jan Michael Vincent die last year or the year before? You got to look at what this guy looked like when he what a mess.
Yeah,
he used to be
sure.
He used to be this guy who every boy in the world wanted to be this helicopter pilot guy. Jan Michael Vincent played this. What did he play? Stringfellow Hawk was the guy's name.
How did you remember that?
I remember stupid shit. And there wasn't a kid in the world who didn't want to be him and fly the Airwolf helicopter. You look at this guy at the end of his life and you think, drugs are bad, okay? Anyway, hey, G, has DJ Fresh asked for a job yet? That's from Ash. No, but we're actually in the process of arranging something which I think might make some noise and create some waves next week. Can't tell you too much until it's all set in stone. But just watch this space. It could be quite interesting, and it will involve, among others, DJ Fresh. Apparently, none of those services are allowed in China either.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, you take the internet for granted. I keep telling people the internet's this great emancipator. Then there are countries like China and Iran where they don't allow it. Thanks for a great show. You guys are fucking hilarious. That's from Tony. I think that's the same Tony who was hitting on Sia earlier.
Okay. The 69er.
Yeah. The guy said like he'd like the 69 Sia. All right, what else is going on?
All in a day's work. You know I love The Killer.
Another killer story. Yeah, right,
we just always have to be aware that the killer's out there. You never know what will happen.
Yes.
A man who spent decades in prison.
Yeah.
After he stabbed his wife to death was released recently. Because he was 77 years old.
So they thought he was just too
old.
They
thought, yeah.
He's not going to do any damage now. He's rehabilitated.
Too old to pose a threat. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's learned his lesson by now.
Plus, he's probably more like an 87-year-old because prison life will do that to you.
Yeah, he probably isn't as active or as fit.
Yeah.
Hunched over.
Fine. Was let go. Did he not just get convicted now for nearly identical crime that he committed more than 40 years ago?
What an asshole.
Wow, talk about non-rehabilitationable.
Albert Flick, that's the name you need to remember.
What
if you see
asshole.
Albert Flick, I don't know, at your
Dunnies
something or the other gathering, just run away from him. Well, it took jurors in Maine in the United States less than an hour to find him guilty of a murder back in 2018.
You know, this really doesn't do those, you know, those arguments that some people throw at you. It's called recidivism when you go back to being a criminal. Like you get locked in jail, they think they've rehabilitated you, and then you are a recidivist criminal. It's a good word because it's really only for that.
Yes.
You can't use it anywhere else. And these people are just bad to the bone. Bad.
So who did he try and kill?
Anyone. He just got out and he was like, I gotta kill.
Or did he kill
them? It honestly was just a random person, a homeless mother.
See, these people are, there are bad people in the world. You have people wake up.
Got to keep those people inside.
You might be one of these people. You wake up and you go, the world is full of humanity and beauty and opportunity and possibility, and I'm going to go and conquer the world. It's Friday morning. You run into this asshole.
Nasty.
And he just stabs you. What an awful, awful creature. Been in jail for how long?
More than 40 years.
And then he gets out, and you'd think he's going to make a life. Now, you know the Shawshank Redemption?
Mm-hmm.
He goes off and he kind of starts again. And, you know, he tries to track down the people he loved that he hasn't seen in 40 years. No, not this guy.
Mm-mm.
Straight back to killing.
So he killed this homeless mother. Her name was Kimberly Dobby.
Oh, wow.
And she was stabbed 11 times while her twin sons watched. And the reason why this is just sends an extra chill down your spine is because Albert did this to his first wife, and this is why he landed up in jail back in 1979, because he slashed his wife, Sandra Flick, 14 times in front of their daughter.
Exactly the same thing.
What a creep.
Wow.
So after all of these years, it's
so
like
he
an
lay,
itch he had to scratch,
yes,
and just had to get out there and do this again.
Yeah, he lay there for 40 years, and that's all he wanted to do.
Just want to kill.
And just could not get over it.
How you doing there, dude?
I'm okay. How you doing? I'm okay, too. I'm going to kill when I get out again.
Mm-hmm. That's all he wanted. Mm-hmm.
Thought about it day and night.
Prosecutors said that Albert met Kimberly Dobby and started stalking her and would dine at the homeless shelter where she was staying. It was clear that he put a lot of plan into this murder.
Well, he had 40 years to plan.
And also just stalking her. That's part of the entire twisted process. 2 days before the murder, Albert purchased a pair of knives and kept the receipt. Well, ridiculous. Talk about evidence. And then just attacked Kimberly in broad daylight in front of a laundromat, piercing her heart and her lungs in particular.
A 77-year-old man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Old dude.
He didn't care about witnesses either. There were people all around, scarily so. The kids were
there, and it was in front of CCTV footage.
They
do say some of these people who do this kind of thing, they just want to get back into prison because that's where they feel at home.
They don't know how to survive out of it.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, let's move on from that because it's bloody depressing as well.
77-year-old killer man.
Listen, what is the worst thing on a plane? Middle seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to happen on either side of you. If you sit down first, you're like, oh, please don't let it be that person. Please don't let it be that person. And boom, they end up sitting right next to you. Who owns the armrests?
The people on the sides.
No, the person in the middle.
It should be the middle.
Yes.
We've had this discussion and we've all decided.
Both armrests,
I thought you meant what really happens.
No, what really happens is that it's a real contest of wills. Whoever's more aggressive usually gets the... You agree, Gugu?
Completely agree, and I try to be that aggressive person every time.
Do you sit down and you just put your arms on the rests?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's a battle of wills. Whoever's, you know, not afraid.
Yeah.
So it seems like airlines are finally fixing the middle seat issue.
By throwing it out of the plane?
You'd think maybe it would be a gap, right? More of a gap, but that would throw out the whole...
Yeah, you only have so much space, and they've got a seating plan, and this is how they optimize it. You're an aisle on either side, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
So what they're actually doing is they're moving the middle seat slightly back.
Oh,
so
awesome.
It gives you your elbow room.
Excellent. Are all the airlines going to do this? This is great.
Well, it's still being approved in the U.S. for U.S. airlines.
That's what kills you, is not being able to put your arms back on the...
Exactly.
You have to have them forward and tucked
in. I'm trying to envision
it. It allows your arms, your shoulders, even your thighs, your everything.
So, Sia, imagine a row of three.
Yes.
Okay, and you take the middle one and you just move it slightly back.
So you can stick your elbows out.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
This is great.
You just felt like stretching hearing this news.
Right now, this is so good. Because
so
I hate that middle seat.
They started developing it in 2017. I mean, come on, guys. This is an actual emergency. It's 2019. How long does it take to approve all this stuff?
Yeah, they must have had very low IQ people working in the design department. Oh,
it's called the S1, the design of the seat.
Oh. Great.
And it would really be amazing. Oh, and it also has a two-level armrest. So the others are forced to use their own.
Yes.
And it gives you your own lower down.
Good.
And it's clear who's who in the zoo.
Yes, exactly.
Whoever this person is who'd come up with this, they need to be given $1 billion right now.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
People are actually going to be asking for the middle seat.
Nobel Peace Prize, I agree. They've done more for world peace in planes all over than any other person who's ever lived.
There's another...
Take the one away from Nelson Mandela and F.W. de Klerk and Desmond Tutu and Albert Luthuli and give that person those four.
You want to do some great trades this morning.
There's another development that could be really great.
Oh, okay.
It's called the side slip. So the seats on the aisle would lift up and move over the middle seats for loading and unloading, for boarding and disembarking, making the aisle wider until you sit down.
Very nice.
Oh, it would just be so amazing.
Well, come on. Let's get this
going. Come on.
I keep telling people this is the best time to be alive.
Development since 2017.
Imagine these superior creatures that will exist in the future. They will look back on humanity and go, the moment things got better for people was when they moved that fucking middle seat back a little bit. That's all it was. Just had to move it back a little bit. Genius.
And nothing's
get
compromised.
Get someone to stick your elbows out.
This is the moment we'll start to really pick up speed and head towards utopia.
Well, you know what I just thought of?
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the middle seat and you're sitting with your elbows out.
Yeah.
And what if one person on either side of you launches their seat backwards?
Oh.
Ow.
I don't know if you could do that.
They'd have to lock their seats so that they couldn't do that.
You might have found a glitch in the system.
Leanne, why do you have to be a Debbie Downer with everything? This is a glorious moment.
No. Could be people with broken elbows disembarking.
It's such a glorious moment before that happened.
Yeah.
Millions of people around the world have been forced to flee their homes but have remained within the borders of their country of origin. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
They're called internally displaced people. IDPs.
Mm-hmm.
They're often referred to as refugees by virtue of being displaced, but they're not legally considered to be refugees. Scores of IDPs are stuck in this inhumane predicament with little or no aid. Is their struggle less important than refugees who are in foreign countries? And how do we intervene in order to stop and curb the growing number of IPDs in South Africa? Well, this is the latest subject that is tackled on The Interchange. It's made possible by Absa and Simong. If you haven't listened to it yet, it's a podcast series that calls on some of the best university debaters to debate critical and controversial issues in South Africa and in Africa as a whole. You can listen to The Interchange right now at cliffcentral.com. You can go and listen to it on our app or wherever you get your podcasts. What I'd suggest for any of these shows, go on to Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts and subscribe. Then you don't have to worry. It just gets delivered to your phone.
Mm.
I am so happy when I get into the car in the mornings or in the afternoons when I head home and I can listen to a great podcast. I feel better about myself and the world. Traffic doesn't bother me. It's like you have time suddenly to read a book or... I mean, these are the smart people. These debaters are some of the cleverest people I've ever met. They talk about this stuff. They figure it out. They have expert opinions on there. Someone wins, which is always good because in a debate, you know, you need to have a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And usually on Twitter and places like that, you never know where the conversation's going. It just falls apart. In these, you get a result. So if you're one of those people who's sick of hearing bullshit, you want to hear a really interesting conversation, The Interchange with Absa and Simong. It's on cliffcentral.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hmm. Yeah, bo.
Yes.
So a little earlier, we got a message from a listener who was talking about how the gays and women are the ones who are saving the U.S. Army.
Well, they're taking them in now because it helps them with their intake of fresh new recruits.
With a decent IQ.
You have to have a good IQ in the American military.
Well, in the small city of Stebbins in the state of Alaska, it seems like convicts are the ones who are saving the local cops.
What?
There is such a understaffing problem and low payment problem in the local cops of Stebbins, the city.
What a terrible name, by the way, for a city.
Stebbins.
Case of the Stebbins. Can you give me some cream?
It's like a Stebbin throat. It sounds like something wrong.
She looks like she's walking very uncomfortably. Yeah, she's got the Stebbins.
They are so desperate for new recruits, and no one wants to be a cop in the city.
So they're getting convicts?
That they've now had to hire some people with domestic violence records. It's a Jeez. New expose that has now been released that shows that every single person who's currently in the Stebbins local policing department has some sort of a domestic violence record, including the chief of all of the cops.
Wow.
Jeez, imagine what it's like during their staff meetings. They're all just beating up on each other.
Granted, though, it shows how small this city is. They're made up of 7 cops, and they've all pleaded guilty to domestic violence charges in the past decade. Jeez. The chief of these cops threw a teen relative to the ground back in 2017.
What a horrible guy.
And threatened to kill her. This was a year before he was hired.
So when you do get arrested now in Stebbins or whatever it's called, you probably need to expect a little bit of a rougher arrest.
Yeah, well, and for heaven's sake, don't report domestic violence to them. They're not going to help you. Right?
Yeah, they're going to be like, so what? No. But it reminds me of, I mean, that's how Australia's police force started way back when.
How?
Because Australia was the land of the convicts, and there wasn't a police force. So they used the best of the convicted criminals to start the police force. So the Australian police force was a squad of convicted criminals.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, everyone in Australia was. You know, the governor, the shopkeeper, the police chief.
The chief of Wagga Wagga.
Chief of Wagga Wagga. Yeah, all of them. Unbelievable. Australia, it's such an interesting country. Now they're like the most law-abiding people in the universe.
And in fact, if I were to construct a police force out of criminals,
yes,
I probably would have chosen people who would have insight into crimes.
Yeah,
not just the domestic violence
ones,
people. Yeah, the people with a temper.
Right.
You'd want
the white-collar guys.
Yeah.
Fraudsters and those sort of people.
The ones who know the inside.
Bernie Madoff.
Well, it's funny, Leanne, you bring up the best of these criminals, because the reason why we now know of this expose is someone who clearly is a bit of a sourpuss in this equation. He's a sex offender from Stebbins.
Oh, right.
And
nice.
A convicted car thief and drunk driver as well.
Okay.
His name is Nimrin Mike. Yeah. And when he was found out, he screamed out, "Am I a cop now?" when he was being dragged to the police station. And he thought, excuse me, why am I being thrown into prison when these people all have their own dirt? And so he made it known that, you know, actually everyone here has a criminal record.
I think
and that's
we've
how
got
we now
we've
have
got
this
a lot of rotten policemen in this country.
We've got criminals in our police
sure,
force.
Sure, of course we do. Yeah. So what are we busy pointing fingers at Stebbins for?
That's so true. We have domestic violence criminals.
Oh, yeah. Police in this country, are it's a mess. Not all the police.
Drug offenders.
Yeah. It's a disaster. we must be very careful. You
and
know,
who do
people
you run
in glass
to?
Houses
yeah,
shouldn't
yeah.
throw stones.
Mm-hmm. Exactly that.
Yeah. Who do you run to at this point? Oh, I need to call the cops.
Mm-hmm. All right, you want some messages?
Sure.
Yeah.
Convict says, "I heard you guys were hiring. Cops say, I don't receive your resume." Convict says, "Well, I smacked a bitch the other day." Chief of police says, "Give that man the uniform." This is what is an attempt at a joke from Tumelo. Don't ever message me again, Tumelo. Here's a message from Natasha. She says, "You guys make my day. Love listening to you. Best trio ever. It's the weekend, baby." All right. Very nice. Very nice. Someone saying, "Middle seat's great, but snakes on a plane is a much better idea."
In the words of the great Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, I love him. Here, someone sent us a message from Iran.
Really?
What?
We unblocked in Iran.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell who they are. I can't read their name because they might be...
they're not allowed to read.
They might be taken out by the Republican Guard. Hey from Iran. Google is not filtered, and thanks to VPN, we can access pretty much everything.
Very good.
You get past it. Very clever. See, this is the point about these dumb governments, is they think that they can stop people, but people are cleverer than governments. So they find a way around it. Dummies. Here's one from Leighton in Cape Town. Says, happy Friday, bitches. Been meaning to send an email for... Why so aggressive, Leighton?
Calling us bitches early in the morning.
Is that necessary? Is that how you talk to your friends?
Kiss your mother with that mouth.
Been meaning to send an email for a while now, but can't find the time. Mostly I'll stop asking Sia to get kicked off the show, because when I do, someone that I do like leaves. So Leighton hates you, Sia. So he's really going. He's going all in on this.
But if you are, inversely proportional. Yeah. Ask
be careful
for Leanne
of what you wish
leave,
for, in other
and
words.
Then I'll leave. Yes. Mm. Mm.
So that's Leighton's contribution this morning. Probably could have read that one without involving everybody. then here's one. There's a photograph someone sent me of a kid. And he's fat. This kid has got a huge swollen belly, and he's wearing one of these shiny shirts and very tight jeans. But he's a kid. He's like 7 years old. And it says, when you start getting tenders at age 7.
Wow.
Yeah. It's hilarious. All right. So some people are funnier than others. Want more emails? Yeah, okay. This is a nice one from Daniel. It says, it was great on Monday to hear Damon again. I actually thought it was fantastic to hear what he had to add to the show. Personally, I think he'd be great to have on maybe once every 2 weeks. Mm. Maybe that's a good idea. Thank you, Daniel.
It's very specific.
Yeah, it is.
Once every two.
He's saying not more than once every 2 weeks, which I think is very judicious. Mm. I'd like to appoint Daniel our new program director from here on in.
Congratulations.
Gerrit says, I love the show, blah, blah, blah. Have you seen I Love You Now Die?
I've heard a lot of things about it, and I haven't watched it, though.
Is it a Netflix thing?
George Meany's here. George, have you seen I Love You Now Die?
No, how's it, Gareth? No, I haven't.
How's it?
What is I Love You Now Die?
Well, it's a show where a guy is being pussy-whipped, and he's encouraged to commit suicide by his girlfriend or wife.
Wow.
Like Harry Potter.
That's committing suicide on the act, for sure. I'm a great freedom of speech advocate, as you are, but I don't know how I feel about this. Should any person be encouraged to commit suicide by another person and then go through with it? Should that person be allowed to, in other words, try to encourage someone to do it? I would say no.
But that happens all the time.
What, people say fuck off and die?
No, jump.
Oh, right. Yeah, that does happen. People are nasty. Mm.
Mm. You know what? It happens a lot in schools with bullies.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you just kill yourself?
Mm.
If I looked like you, I would kill myself.
Oof. Gee whiz. I knew about that
school
at school.
Did you go to?
Kids don't mince their words.
Did you say those things?
No, I didn't. It's a new thing that's on the rise in America with cyberbullying. A lot of YouTubers get those sorts of comments.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, sure. You know what? You go on YouTube, you got to take what you get.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Some tough parenting.
Yeah.
And you've got to be tough to be on YouTube.
You do have
a channel, yeah.
What happened to those two people who you told us about, the makeup artists who had that massive falling out? And
The one's carrying on like nothing ever happened, and the one that I like, Tati Westbrook.
Yes.
And she's just getting on with stuff.
Yeah.
And James Charles is embroiled in even more controversy. He just finds the drama.
And it's killing his career, or he's still doing okay?
They're stable now. So what happens is...
I can't believe I care about this, but I do.
These guys actually buy followers, by the millions.
Yeah, you see, this is something that's going on that nobody talks about. And that's why you can't trust social media anymore. We discussed this just the other day when it came to that Face app and how all the really irritating people will never do the Face app old thing because they're too vain.
Mm-hmm.
Gord and Sia and I were talking about this, but there's a great story that went with it about how Instagram influencers aren't as influential anymore.
That's it. People are buying followers. Something has to give.
You don't know what's going on. Mm. There's so much gerrymandering and skullduggery here. People buy
click farms.
Yeah, of course, and bots and all this stuff. So you don't know what you're getting. You know how you can tell? It makes you care. You either laugh, you cry, you think. That's how you know something's working. It's not numbers. This is driving me to drink.
Vanity metrics.
Of course it is. And you've got a whole industry of people who are employed just to add up those numbers.
Yeah.
Stupid bean-counting nobodies who are going to try and figure out which YouTuber you need to put your brand with. It's insane, right?
It'll come to an end eventually.
Of course it will, in a great...
But it'll be replaced by something more stupid.
That's the thing. There's always something else. There'll always be a new way to market.
Hang on, it's going to be replaced by what?
Something more stupid.
But people will buy into it regardless.
They will.
All right, George, do you want to tell us what's happening?
Well, petrol price increase likely in August.
Did it even drop when they said it would?
Yeah, it did. It did. But the Rand's been recovering to the US dollar. I mean, it's got...
So why are they punishing us then?
Because the oil price is increasing more than the Rand strengthening against the dollar. I mean, the Rand dipped to below 14 Rand a dollar the other day.
Yeah.
And the oil price is... outpacing that decrease.
Well, so here's the... You want to hear from the Minister of Energy? He's got something to say. Yes, sir, go ahead. All right, and why would you put the price up when the Rand is doing well against the dollar?
Solo fortumake chaya.
All right, well... All right, is there any need for you to punish South African taxpayers and consumers who are just trying to get to work, just trying to be productive, just trying to live, basically? All right.
He might as well speak like that.
Sounds like the Klingons.
I don't think you care about us.
No, you see. I'm
sure. Why don't you tell us how you really feel? All right, thank you. There's the minister. Isn't that nice?
Sounds like he's on the toilet.
They are. All the ministers are on the toilet. And guess what? We're sitting right under them. That's what's happening.
In the poll.
Oh. So, more fun topic. Do passengers in your car, when you have passengers in your car, do that irritate you?
Always.
Always.
I don't like driving.
Do you drive with Gareth?
I don't like driving with anybody because I can listen to my podcast.
Well, Gareth, I don't like driving with you.
You've never driven with me.
I have.
When?
Many times. When we've gone to another city to do a radio show. Also, when...
I obviously blocked it out of my mind. It traumatized me so much.
Clearly, you enjoyed it so much. That's why you don't remember it.
I think DJ Fresh took the car train and we went in a car.
Did he do that on purpose or something? Oh, Lamborghini, that's why. Well, researchers have categorized passengers.
Okay.
And they've put them into categories of backseat driver, fiddler, sleeper, and road rage passenger.
Oh, the ones who toot your horn for you.
Yes, fiddlers. So it turns out that the average driver, it takes 6 minutes for your blood to boil as a result of passengers.
That's me. 6 minutes. That's me.
I'm trying to identify which one I am.
This is why I don't fetch friends and girlfriends from the airport. I refuse. That's what Uber's for. I would willingly pay for that Uber. I don't want to be driving you around. I'm not a taxi and I'm not very good at... I'm watching the road and I want to listen to my podcasts. I want to be left alone. It's my little space.
So what are the signs of a backseat driver?
They talk nonstop. They tell you which route to take. They tell you whether you're going too fast or too slow. They say, why did you not park here?
My mother has a very subtle but highly annoying sign of being a backseat driver, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Whenever she's in the passenger seat and I need to turn or switch lanes, she'll always do the subtle lean forward and look in my mirror.
I know.
For me. And it's like, can you just
stop doing that?
Yeah.
Just trust me and I'm moving
another
forward.
Sign is the brake, the imaginary brake pedal in the passenger seat.
Stop,
that's
stop.
A big sign.
that's gone.
You know who used that when I was driving once? I was driving a Ferrari and around a track, and Gogo Zulu was my instructor, and he was using the imaginary brake pedal.
A racing driver must be the worst passenger.
We should put a set of controls in the passenger seat, just like dummy, like you know, for a child. You know when you have a kid?
They don't really work.
Yeah, they don't really work, but they've got like their own steering wheel and their own brake. Just let them pretend that they're driving and they can leave you alone.
Oh, not like driving school, though.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't really work.
No. Well, I went to a driving school.
No, driving schools do, but imagine a backseat driver with actual controls.
No, that would not work.
You want dummy controls to just keep this moron next to you amused while you're driving. Then Sia doesn't talk to me the whole time.
But you get those cop cars with the dividers between the passenger and the driver's seat. And they usually put criminals in them.
I like that.
No, Gareth, because I actually can't tell you would initiate something like this. In the back
imagine,
you go.
You know how you just wind up your window when you don't want to talk to a stinking
get
beggar?
Get a partition on.
You go, and then you're in your own safe zone. I'd love to put that up between me and a passenger when I have to travel somewhere with someone. I can't hear you.
Safe zone.
So what is the fiddler?
So the fiddler are people that...
That's that guy who got into that lift with you.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They touch your aircon controls. They change the radio station. Mm. They fiddle with the buttons. They unlock the door, the fiddler.
My worst is a person who changes the seat, how high or low it is, how forward or backward it is. Don't fiddle with my seats. I think that's the worst because I like all of my seats where they are.
Well, my if I take a passenger in my car and they change the settings of my passenger seat, when my wife gets into that passenger seat, she says, "Who changed the settings of my seat?"
Mm-hmm. Of she my knows, seat.
Yeah,
says.
Of her
my
seat.
Yeah.
It's
a good way to check in whether someone's cheating or not, if the seat settings keep changing.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, especially. Oh. Is this one got long legs?
Oh. Have you tried it, Leo?
No, I was just thinking, my brother has mainly two passengers in his car, myself and a friend of ours. And she likes to lie back. She basically sleeps in the car. And I get in and I know exactly when she's been in there.
Is she from KZN?
No, she's a good narcolepsy.
She's got narcolepsy.
And haven't you seen those drivers in KZN?
Yeah,
their
arm is out of the back window.
Yeah.
And another thing, my dad uses my car on a Thursday night because I park at the back when I visit the family to go and pick up the pizzas. And when I get in, he's turned off any vents, so it reeks of pizza. There's no wind because with my dad, you mustn't waste the car, you know. Like, don't.
Oh, he doesn't like any. It needs so to be aerodynamic.
All the moving parts must be off.
Right. Does he tuck in the?
It's on
mirrors
classic
as well?
FM loudly.
Oh,
the seat's back. The heater's on.
Well, in my
God.
My car, at least I have the seat setting. So in the driver's seat, and you push memory one or memory two.
No, that's a smart car. Mine can't do that. I'm so bored with my car. Anyway, let's just move on. What we've learned is that all passengers are annoying.
Yeah, just drive alone. They should make one-seater cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much less space they'll take up.
That's why people have a midlife crisis and buy sports cars, because there's no space.
Less so people in your car.
It's the fiddler, the backseat driver.
When I had a sports car in my 20s, the reason I had it was because if I met an attractive... All pretty girls always have a fat friend. And you can't say to her, "I'm sorry, you can't. There's no... Look at the car. I don't have space for you. Sorry."
It's so PC.
I don't know why I'm still shocked by some things you say.
Absolutely true. I'm not even trying to be funny.
Well,
I thought about it very carefully.
George, I'll let you make the segue.
Well, the friend may fit into this vehicle, so Toyota and Japan.
Well, they built a 14-ton truck.
They have agreed to build a pressurized Moon Rover RV.
That'll work for her. Come on, Clarabelle, get in the back.
This newly outlined timetable, Toyota and a company by the name of JAXA. Of drawing up final specifications for this Moon Rover, which will start testing in 2020.
Yeah.
And this Moon Rover will allow astronauts to rove around the moon for 1,000 kilometers and be able to survive for 6 days.
And they can take a fat girl on the back?
No, you go back to the spacecraft. Oh.
They can take a fat girl on the back, right?
Well, apparently there's room enough for two people to operate and live.
Terrible.
So if you want to look that up, go and look up Jax's Moon Rover. There's a long video on it, apparently. The next story is quite interesting. Motorists in Durban North, Durban North Beach, are putting chains around their car wheels.
Why?
Because apparently you leave your car in the street overnight, you come back, it's got no wheels.
It's on bricks.
It's on bricks.
Guys, it's rough out here in these streets.
On Durban North Beach.
Jeez. They just take your whole wheel off.
They just take all the wheels off.
And so how are they chaining it? With like a padlock?
With a padlock and a chain.
Oh, my word.
And apparently there's no parking because the residential buildings in Durban North, there's not enough parking for all the residents. So people have to park on the street. And people are remember gear locks and steering locks?
Yes.
You know how insulting it is to get out to your car and the wheels have been taken off?
Yeah.
It's sitting there on bricks.
Imagine.
That's horrible.
And I'll tell you something about those gear locks. They still save the day. My dad has a panel van with an old gear lock, and he parked outside my house and used it.
That sounds like a very creepy car.
It's very weird. Anyways, he's...
A panel van? Do they even make them anymore?
Tell me more. Hold on. Okay, so he's got a panel van.
Yes, it's called the dog car.
What color is it?
It's a white Corsa without back windows. It's just metal.
Okay.
And someone tried to steal it, and its asshole was pulled out of it. There were wires all over, and the steering wheel was half hanging off, but they couldn't take it because of the gear lock.
Those things still work.
They still work.
Gear lock or a steering lock?
Gear lock.
Those ones that you put around the gear lever.
Put your car in reverse and...
I think thieves are becoming sophisticated with all the electronics that we have, that they get stumped by the old world mechanical stuff.
And also, like recently, my uncle's car was stolen. It didn't have petrol in it. They abandoned the car straight away. Things like that. Petrol, gear locks.
Simple.
Old
school. So there is a theory to driving around with hardly any fuel in your car.
What's that?
Car can't get stolen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I thought you were going to give us another theory. You're so full of interesting facts on these things. So this is a Durban North problem, but only Durban North.
Well, yes. I mean, I'm sure it happens other places in the country. But the point is that people parking their cars on Durban North Main Street are resorting to these innovative ways to protect their cars. Thieves are also stealing badges, particularly from Mercedes and BMWs, and wheel caps and stuff. But the worst is the actual wheels itself. Come back in your cars and bricks.
Someone has stolen my aerial of my car.
That is so petty.
I was wondering why I couldn't pick up half the radio station.
So frustrating. I've had someone steal the aerial rubber part of my back windshield wiper.
Why?
Oh, the blade.
I have no idea. Not even the full blade, just the rubber part.
So you found out when it was raining once and you tried to switch it on.
It was like the next day when I drove the car and I thought, what is that tapping? It was just this light tap, tap, tap while it was driving.
You thought it was the killer, admit it.
It was a week after I moved into my current place, and I think that was someone initiating me into the complex. Like, that's what we'll do to you.
What a horrible thing to
just
do.
Just petty. Yeah. Honestly, petty. Yeah.
That's annoying.
I'm surprised this hasn't happened first in Cape Town, though, because so many people have to park on the roads in Cape Town.
Yeah, but Cape Town is a little bit more policed, I think.
And civilized.
And they've got the army in there at the moment.
Durban's got a lot less sophisticated people in it.
A little rawer.
Rough around the edges.
Yeah. I mean, you're from there.
Thanks.
Are you from Durban?
No, George, wouldn't make you think that.
We better go and check the boot of his car. He's probably got about four wheels from other people's cars there. Durban. All right, how embarrassing.
Well, people are also getting creative. This is not in South Africa, though.
Creative.
Yeah, in what this guy's air conditioner broke.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
No, George.
So he strapped a generator to his roof and a building aircon to the window.
But that's not very aerodynamic.
petrol generator to the roof of the car.
And remember, it's one of those boxes. You know, you drive past a building and you see those boxes hanging out
sticking
of the window.
Sticking out, yeah.
Those big white boxes with the vents in them.
Like the back of an old TV.
Yeah, it's as big as a TV.
Yeah, but it fits in the window.
And it's hanging out of the back of a Merc. Is that a Merc?
It's a Merc 500S.
Old Merc, yeah. And it's hanging out of the back window of a Merc. Imagine turning that on because your aircon's busted. That amount of...
I mean, just the generator makes it...
Just imagine the vibrating generator on your roof.
Yeah.
Listen, this person is, if nothing else, industrious. I mean, it's a terrible solution.
He's more industrial.
Terrible solution. You could have your car... I bet you it would cost you a tenth of what it cost him to do this and the trouble he took.
Exactly.
To actually just get his aircon fixed. But... God bless this person.
Mm.
They went to this much trouble. They deserve those Nobel medals we were talking about earlier.
Only four of them around?
We'll take all four back of the South Africans who've got them and give them to this guy.
Last story. A woman in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
Stole her car back from a thief. Mm-hmm. So she
called stealing it back though.
Well,
she's taking what's hers.
Exactly. So the story goes, she pulled up at a filling station, got out of the car, and not soon after she left the car, she went back and the car was gone.
Yeah.
And she initially thought she hadn't parked the car there. And
she thought maybe she was in Durban
or somewhere else.
Yeah.
And this happened on the 9th of July. And it turns out a car then was stolen. So she went in and asked for the camera footage from the filling station. The guy wouldn't give it to her. And and then the way she tracked this person down was because her purse and her credit cards and her phone were still in the car. So she started seeing transactions from her credit card.
Wow.
How dumb is this thief? And this thief continued to use her credit card at other filling stations, at Applebee's, and eventually, her and her sister tracked this thief down, which was a woman, and she walked into the place that this woman was standing, and she recognized her from when the car was stolen because she recognized having walked past this woman that stole her car. And eventually, she had a spare key with her, realized that her car was there, went and looked for it, got into it, and drove away.
Beautiful.
Great.
So that other woman will never know what happened.
Well, she got arrested.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yes, she got arrested.
In order.
And
she's still wandering around trying to find the car. But I swear it was mine. I stole it, but it was mine.
Mm.
Apparently, the inside of the car was totally trashed. Totally trashed.
Oh,
she says she doesn't want the car anymore.
What a horrible person. Good
so
Lord.
Annoying.
Okay, well, someone's going to jail. That's at least a good part of that story.
Exactly.
All right, George.
That is it.
We have another episode of Auto Central on Monday. You need to listen to that. If you haven't heard that show before, you need to subscribe. Go on to Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to all the shows you're interested in, including that one. If you care about the world of motoring, and there's so much interesting stuff in there, Grand Prix stuff, the latest car information, news on all the exciting developments and innovations. George goes to all these shows all over the world. He's just got back from London a short while ago.
Yes, London Motor Show.
He's been in Dubai and Canada and New York and all over the world to see what's going on. So you don't have to spend all of your money doing that. George will do that and then tell you about it.
Mm.
Exactly. Tell you where to go, then you don't have to waste your time not going to uninteresting places.
That's right. George, just out of interest, look it up quickly because I know you can. It's your most expensive car on sale on Auto Trader right
most
now.
Most expensive car on sale on Auto Trader right now.
No, just do a quick search. I'll
do a quick search.
This is what guys do, by the way, Leanne, when we're not thinking about women, is we go on to Auto Trader and we look up the most expensive car there.
Okay, so you're doing one of two things.
Those are the only two things.
In other words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the things we do.
Good to know.
You need to understand, men, there it is. I've given you the master class.
Wow.
All of a second. What's
most expensive car? Let's see.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. This is very exciting.
My wallet out and see how much I can afford.
38.5 million rand. It's a Porsche 918
Ooh.
Spyder.
Okay.
Don't even have to whip my wallet out there.
Gosh.
Wow, that's nice. Can I look at it?
Yeah.
Do you swipe for that at once?
I'm not
that
sure.
What are the installments? It's a nice car, huh?
We should. You know what we should do on our side is do swipe left, swipe right.
Yes, if you love a card.
Like that's a Tinder of cards. Hey.
What a great idea.
Yeah, swipe left, swipe right.
But will it match back with me? Will it match back with my 3-month bank statement? Yeah. The question.
The car then gets to look at you and it keeps saying, not a match.
You have no match. You have zero matches.
You're not on my level.
All right. Very nice. Thank you, everybody. It's Friday morning. Hope you have a good weekend.
Yay.
And behave yourself if you're not going to take photographs. Thank you very much. See you on Monday.
Mm-hmm. This is CliffCentral.com.